Borough Mayor Carl Castle told an overflow crowd at the North Pole Library Tuesday evening that after 10 years of increasingly bad wintertime air pollution in the Fairbanks North Pole area, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is putting serious pressure on the borough to clear the air.
And it's going to get even worse if we don't make progress. This is the beginning, not the end, of this trail with regulation from the EPA. And they don't have an option either. It's in federal law.
Castle says that's why the borough's begun imposing burn bans that prohibit firing up wood stoves and other solid fuel heating systems during air quality alerts. And it's why the borough has mailed nearly 160 citations this winter to residents who ignore or are unaware of the burn bans.
We're not enjoying this any more than you are. But we are trying to work with folks because we do have to get the air cleaned up. It is a problem. It's a health risk, and it's a big issue in this community. We're off the charts for bad air. We're the worst in North America, and we need to make progress.
The area's worst air pollution usually occurs in and around North Pole, and it's where much of the opposition to the borough's air quality program resides. So it didn't take long for some members of the audience to begin hectoring Castle and air quality manager Nick Czarnecki about what they say is an ill-conceived, unfair, and poorly administered program.
We've got a request in for another $4 million to come to town. We're likely to get that.
You're still throwing money. Even if it ain't borough money, you're still throwing
money.
We
are changing out when we call this
show.
Can I finish? Thank you.
When Castle and Czarnecki opened up the discussion to questions from the audience, some suggested federal and local regulations should be modified for Alaskan communities. Gary Junk said the borough's regulations don't account for the harshest of the interior's winter conditions.
I know that you folks have a provision for using our stoves to keep our homes warm during power outages. What do you think is going to happen when we have 3 and 4 or 5 weeks of 40 below and colder and ice fog? I guarantee you, you'll make a criminal out of me in my home.
Several in the audience said the sensors the borough uses to monitor air quality are poorly located in areas that skew the readings. Others complained about problems with the borough's administration of the program, such as a citation one resident said he got that included a photograph of someone else's smokestack that was emitting excess particulates. Czarnecki and Castle said the air quality staff is still working out bugs in the program.
As Mayor Castle mentioned, this is a new program, and the enforcement has been stepped up this year as opposed to what's happened in previous years, so there are going to be bumps along the road.
Others in the audience, like Jeannie Olson, emphasize the importance of reducing air pollution because of the health threats it poses.
I support clean air, and I know that the science is sound. I'm a veterinarian and I'm a scientist before that. I know this stuff is real. But I also think that the method and the process that we've been using with administration and the EPA is flawed for our community. And unless we get community buy-in, we're not going to get there.
Olson said borough officials should make more efforts to reach out to residents through meetings like Tuesdays and one-on-one conversations. And she urged members of the audience to assume some of the responsibilities to help solve the air quality problem.
And so what I'm asking for you guys is to come up with solutions. And we need to form a community group again, not to bitch and complain, excuse my French, but to come up with solutions.
Borough officials say they hope to conduct more outreach like Tuesday's town hall in the near future. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.